Welcome to the Museum of Minor Incidents. Exhibit 42, Bring Down the Heat.
This audio track is your own special track. Much in this audio is similar to the audio of the other players. This game is a shared experience, but some elements are just for you.
Take a look around. There are lots of free tables. All of you take a seat and close your eyes.
You hear a small rattle. It's the AC unit in the back of the building. It does sound a little bit odd, doesn't it? The woman from the coffee shop comes to your table. She talks to you all quietly but sternly. It is one of the hottest summers in history, she tells you, and the AC isn't running at full power. Something is wrong with it. It really needs to be changed. This mall is organized as a collective. That means there is always a vote on big expenses. This vote will happen in the evening, and the coffee lady needs two more votes to be on the safe side. Two shop owners that sit on the fence are the page boy shop owner and the fortune teller. The coffee lady can understand them both. Buying a new AC unit, or even repairing the old one, will require lots of money. And the page boy has not as many senior customers as the coffee shop, but the young and stylish will stay away too, once the situation gets worse. Many seniors come to the coffee shop to get their daily warm meal. But they start to stay away, because it is getting hotter and hotter in here. It's 27 degrees now, but it will rise. The coffee shop lady is getting nervous that her customers will get malnourished. She asks you to do your best. Now open your eyes again. It's time to act. You have to make clear that everybody cares for the AC. Please stand up from the table and take the escalators going up. Stop when you arrive at the top. Climate is a difficult topic, in small spaces or as a big picture. Climate change has almost extinguished life on Earth on three occasions. Some 250 million years ago, a series of volcanic eruptions in Siberia altered the Earth's atmosphere, wiping out most of plant and animal species. Next, 65 million years ago, an asteroid struck what is now Mexico and created an atmospheric catastrophe that eliminated the dinosaurs and half of the Earth's species. Finally, some 73,000 years ago, the eruption of Mount Toba in Indonesia caused a winter that lasted several years, killing off most of the human population.
Have you arrived at the top of the escalator on the next level? On the right, you see the page boy shop.
Stand close to it, but don't look too suspicious. Now take a good look at the owner, or another salesperson if the owner is away. What is his favourite fruit? Talk to the other players. Read him together. What could it be? In the end, come to a conclusion. You have 1 minute. 10 seconds left. The time is up. Now one of you has to go to the owner and ask him, "Please excuse me, but is your favourite fruit?"
If he says no, you lost this challenge. If he says yes, the coffee shop owner will bring a basket full of that fruit to the vote.
Ask him now.
Did you make a good choice? Now to convince the second owner. The fortune teller works on the second floor. Let's go there. Take the next escalator up.
No subsequent environmental disaster has had an impact on that scale, but climate change has caused widespread destruction and dislocation. About 13,000 years ago, the Northern Hemisphere experienced an episode of cooling, probably after a comet collided with the Earth, that wiped out most of the species there. In the 14th century, a combination of climatic oscillations and major epidemics caused severe depopulation and disruption in much of Europe and Asia. In the 17th century, the planet experienced some of the coldest weather recorded in the past millennium. To the English poet John Milton, who experienced these catastrophes, it seemed like a universe of death.
At the top of the escalator, on the next level, turn 180 degrees to the left. The fortune teller has a small shop right next to the leather shop. The coffee lady has instructed you that the fortune teller is very secretive, but has befriended another cashier at the supermarket. You want to influence the fortune teller by influencing the supermarket cashier. Sounds like a plan. Maybe you can give something to the cashier. A really good plan. You should find a good gift for her. Go back to the escalator going up. Take the escalator up to the third floor. In front of you is the entrance to a 100 yen shop. Now all of you together have to buy a small gift. What would the cashier want? Take a good look around. You have 3 minutes to find and to buy something nice.
Two minutes left. 1 minute left. Please buy something now. Collect the money if necessary. Go back to the escalators. Use all the escalators to go down to the lowest level. Take the escalator down one floor. The Little Ice Age was a time of upheaval. The fatal synergy between climate change, revolution, war, and rebellion produced human mortality on a scale seldom seen before and never since. In China, the emperor acknowledged that over half of the population perished in the violent transition from Ming to Qing. In Europe, a German manufacturer believed that there have been so many deaths that the like of it has never been heard in human history. While in Spain, the principal minister of King Philip IV argued that God has chosen to wear out these realms with every calamity, war, famine, and plague, each one of which normally suffices to raise great anguish and a sense of panic. In France, at the Port Royal de Champs, Abbess Angélique Arnaud lamented that the miseries of our France are such that there are now only few working men, since almost all those in the countryside, ravaged by the war, are dead, and the rest have enlisted and gone to the wars. In all, she estimated that a third of the world has died, and she feared that the general desolation must signify the end of the world.
Use all the escalators to go down until you are on the lowest level of Cibico.
Only Japan took appropriate action. Episodes of extreme weather that killed 500,000 people in the 1630s persuaded the Tokugawa shogun to create more granaries, upgrade communications, infrastructure, and avoid foreign wars in order to accumulate sufficient food reserves to cope with future disasters. So although extreme weather persisted, Tokugawa Japan enjoyed peace and prosperity.
You now stand in front of the supermarket. There is a line of cashiers in front of you. One of them is the friend of the fortune teller. Decide together who is the friend. Close your eyes and imagine giving the item to him or her. The cashier likes sweets and pink toys. If your present is neither, you lost this challenge. If the cashier really likes the present, you won the challenge, and the cashier will talk to the fortune teller positively about the AC unit. How hot it is working in the supermarket, how the vegetables are less fresh. We need a new one, the cashier will tell the fortune teller, and convince her this way. Open your eyes again.
Now go back to the table you first sat at. Sit down again.
Did you solve both challenges successfully? Then the vote in the evening will go well for the coffee lady. The AC will be replaced next week, and the mall will again be a bastion of cool in the seat of heat in Okazaki. And people will come in to cool down and shop and meet friends, and drink coffee and have good meals at Coffee Lady's place.
Did you only solve one challenge? Then the AC unit will only be repaired. It will work well for another year, but will stop working the next winter. Buying a new one would have been cheaper. Did you solve none of the challenges? Then the AC unit will stop working next week. Old people will collapse because of the heat, and bad news coverage will follow. You really disappointed the coffee lady. Whatever happened, it is now time to end this experience. Please face the other players. Close your eyes. Do you hear the AC rattling? The sound is getting softer and softer. Breathe in and out. In and out. Open your eyes again.
Thank you for playing Bring Down the Heat. Please have a look at your map to find other exciting exhibits in the Museum of Minor Incidents.